This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
China announced today that its economic growth was a measly 7.7% last quarter. Now, that's the kind of number economists in the U.S. would love to see here. But for China, it was below expectations. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
China's growth in factory goods production grew slower than expected. Same story with steel and electricity. It surprised some market types, but not Sean Breslin at the University of Warwick in London. In a wobbly world economy, Chinese exports have taken a hit.
Demand just isn't picking up in Europe for Chinese goods, so they're not being able to export their way into high levels of growth.
Breslin says longer run, China's trying to move to a more consumer-based economy, which, as he sees it, is slower and more steady.
Rather than growth being driven either by exports, as it was in the past, or heavy investment in infrastructure, as it has been over the last few years, because that's not sustainable.
The Chinese government has a target of 7.5% GDP growth this year, which is slower than previous years. And today, some key banks revised their estimates downward toward that number, reflecting a slower start to 2013. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.